This episode of the Memory Palace is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit Progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Support for the Memory Palace comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is the only software your business will ever need. Featuring a suite of integrated business applications, Odoo connects your business operations together so you can get more done in less time. Odoo has apps for everything: CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, marketing, manufacturing, you name it. Odoo's got it. To learn more, visit odoo.com/memory. That's odoo.com/memory.
This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DiMeo. Having made his fortune in Chicago, Sylvester Marsh retired to New Hampshire to spend his golden years among the green and granite of the White Mountains. And one day in 1852, he set out to scale Mount Washington, the tallest in the East, but at 6,000 feet, still imminently scalable for the sturdy and able-bodied. But somewhere on the slope, the weather turned, pelting hail and whipping wind, and he couldn't see a thing, and he just kept climbing and climbing, desperate and afraid, until he found himself above the cloud line, staring down at the squall as the weather turned back and the clouds billowed and broke among the hills, collected in the valleys like seafoam. And the sight of it all, the whole of New Hampshire, much of New England spread out before him, the sun on his face, the air cool in his nose, his body beaten but lifted now by relief. And in that moment, something like transcendence. He thought, people have to see this. And so Sylvester Marsh, who had made his fortune as an inventor, making a machine that dried wheat for shipping, invented a way to go up the mountain. The Cog Railroad. The basic idea is this. In the center of the tracks, you have a third track. It looks like a ladder or a bicycle chain. And then in the center of the engine car that will push the passenger car up the mountain is a third wheel, with teeth that grab each rung, which pulls the train up while helping make sure it doesn't slide backwards. It was ingenious. And he pitched the idea to the New Hampshire State Legislature. This railroad up Mount Washington, not for travel or for shipping dried wheat or whatnot, but merely to climb, because sometimes it's just nice to look around. The lawmakers loved it. The Cog Railroad represented the best of America, a mechanized metaphor for a nation on the rise. But machines need people. And many hundreds of men spent many years on that mountain, clearing trees and boulders, laying track, braving the weather that could turn in an instant, hiking up the mountain every morning just to work on Marsh's invention. And so they invented their own way down. They called it the Devil's Shingle. It was a board that you could clip to the center track. So after hiking and chopping and hefting and hammering for 10 or 12 hours on the side of a mountain, you could just sit on that board and hold on and head back down. They did this for decades, making better and better boards, ones that would go faster and faster and faster, 30 miles an hour, then 40, then 50, then 60, 60 miles an hour straight down the mountain, no seatbelt, no helmet, 3 miles covered in 3 minutes, and once, the record-setting run, in 2 minutes and 45 seconds, which is exactly how long this story has gone so far. But this story has a bit longer to go. Now, this isn't one of those stories with a tragic twist, though I do note here that the Devil's Shingle was banned after someone fell off and died. And though that is tragic, someone dying while hurtling down a mountain at freeway speeds while gripping onto a plank of wood about the size of a cereal box is hardly a twist. No, Sylvester Marsh, the inventor of the Cog Railway, did not suffer a poetic fall after helping so many to rise. There is no particular lesson to be drawn about hubris or human folly from the story. Marsh lived out his days in the shadow of Mount Washington, watching his invention chug up the mountain, bringing passengers up above the clouds, as it does still, with departures leaving on the half hour most days from May till November, though you could just drive up now too. So this story ends with no moral or lesson, but just a nod to the men who toiled for others' leisure, and to the notion that sometimes it's nice to just look around. This episode of The Memory Palace was written and produced by me, Nate DeMayo. I get research assistance from Eliza McGraw and production assistance from Elizabeth Aubert. The show is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of independent podcasts banding together against the corporatized hordes ever on the march. You can support the show by making a donation over at radiotopia.fm. And while you are there, you can learn about and listen to the other shows that make up Radiotopia, including This Is Love, one of the shows I admire most in the whole of the podcasting world, and made by two of the people I admire most, full stop, Lauren Spohr and Phoebe Judge, who also produced Criminal. The show takes their impeccable storytelling and applies it to remarkable stories, truly, about love in all its forms. It's a very special show, and they have just started a new season, all of which takes place in Italy, proving that Lauren and Phoebe are living their best lives. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at The Memory Palace, or drop me a line at nate@thememorypalace.org.
Radiotopia. From PRX.